My name is Tony Green, and I'm from Reynoldsburg, Ohio. I'm here to pay respects for Senator Glenn because when I was in grade school, they called us all into the auditorium to watch the first man orbit the Earth, and we was all excited. And then later on in life, I saw him on TV go up another time. So John Glenn meant a lot to me. He served Ohio well. He served the nation well. He served up, in Congress. And he's done a lot of tremendous things. He just touched my life. And he's a very, very good man.
Cleophas Adler here in Columbus. I'm a retiree from the state of Ohio, 32 years. I met him years ago. No pun intended, he's just down to earth. Real nice gentleman. He always had a kind word.
Michelle Zimmerman, and I'm from Marietta, Ohio, and I came to pay my respects to John Glenn. I actually went to Muskingum College, where John Glenn went, and took classes in the John Glenn gym, and then I had the honor of meeting him here at the State House in 2009, and I just really respect him and what he represents, being from a small town in Ohio and Appalachia, and that shouldn't be a limit. It means you can still do anything.
I'm Steve Maurer, now of Bexley, originally of Botkins, Ohio. That's in Shelby County. West Central Ohio. I knew John Glenn and admired him as a public servant and as a heroic American. My first recollection of him was from afar, because I was in Botkins and he was going around us in space. And that made an impression on everybody, but certainly young people of my generation wowed it, you know. And later on, as I entered public service and I had the opportunity to work with him. His legacy gives Americans, and particularly people in public service in this country, something to think about, a person to think about and look up to and emulate.
Steve Katz came in from Washington last night. I was counsel to Senator Glenn on the Senate Governmental Affairs Committee for several years and felt it was important to come for the service tomorrow. There's about 100 of us from his staff over the years who are coming in, and important to pay my respects. He was an amazing guy. I had worked for 4 senators and 3 House members, so I really had something to compare it to. And I also worked, he chaired the Governmental Affairs Committee, which meant that he oversaw the laws and agencies that operate and manage the federal government. And he wrote a number of the key laws that we take for granted. We assume there's financial management laws, but there was no Chief Financial Officers Act. We assume that there are personnel laws. He was involved in the passage of the Civil Service Reform Act in the 70s and the creation of related laws. And he did a lot of work in nuclear nonproliferation. And he just was an amazing guy. I would say his key trait as a boss is that he never wore who he was on his shirt cuff. Meaning that, you know, so much of what we hear about politics is ego. But his focus was on the country. And I think he probably emphasized, without really telling us, how you needed to carry yourself and do your work. And it, you know, it was serious work. And there were people who we oversaw and investigated who didn't survive the scrutiny sometimes. But for the most part, you know, he was just absolutely tremendous.